The government shutdown means no data for the markets or the Fed. There have been more private sector reports, but is it enough to fill the void? Our senior economics reporter, Steve Leisman, joins us now with the answer. Hey, Steve.
So in today's topic, what we're going to discuss is the jobs numbers. And why are we going to talk about the jobs numbers? There's nothing really else out today, and it was supposed to come out today. On Thursdays, we get initial jobless claims. We get continued claims. That gives us an idea where the jobs market's going, because that's where the Federal Reserve is really focusing in on right now. So let's get over, and I'm going to try to explain to you guys today, with the lack of employment data, what's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. Because if you're a home buyer or you're currently a homeowner trying to figure out, does it make sense to refinance? My goal is to help you guys out and figure out what's going on with rates to see if you can afford that house or maybe making your home a little more affordable. So without further ado, folks, let's get to today's data. I want to go back to this interview. We're going to see what Steve Leisman has to say about this. And then we're going to go over to other news cycles that we have to see what's going to go on with rates today and the whys behind it. And I'm going to focus in on a few points. I'll explain it to you as we go along. So let's get over back to Steve Leisman to see what he has to say about this. Let's start it from the beginning so you don't miss any clips and you don't think I edited anything. So without further ado, let's get to Steve over at CNBC.
For the markets or the Fed, there have been more private sector reports, but is it enough to fill the void? Our senior economics reporter, Steve Leisman, joins us now with the answer. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, investors and officials, they've been turning to private sector data to fill the void from the government shutdown. Some of you are suggesting we can get rid of the government data entirely, but has anyone out there really invented a better mousetrap? There are some difficulties or troubles with private sector data. Some, in fact, are benchmarked to the government, and private payroll services, the source of a lot of this data, it can be self-selecting for growing companies and need to be adjusted because of it. There's a high cost to be comprehensive, only something the government provides. And then only the government can provide what we call a public good. What is that public good? Well, it's generally reliable, apart, of course, from shutdowns. The government doesn't go out of business usually or merge with another company. Everybody gets the data at the same time. Government can use private sector data, but officials are wary of it for the two reasons above. Imagine, for example, the government incorporating data from XYZ payroll company into the official data, but that company goes out of business. The government loses a key source of data. Here's new Fed Governor Stephen Miron talking yesterday about these limitations.
I think that the government data...
Okay, so just give you an idea who this is. If you don't recognize him, he's a brand new member of the Federal Reserve. A person resigned about 6 months ago. Now it's not the lady that Trump is trying to fire. It's a person that resigned or quit about 6 months prior to before their job ended. And President Trump assigned this person. Now, this person is the one that in the last meeting, he voted for five rate cuts currently. So, you know, he's an outlier. He's what everybody's going to say, a Trumper. But let's see his take on the markets. I still don't know this guy too well, so I'll start following him. But here's an interview earlier with him.
Our best quality we have, and they are the benchmark by which we do and should continue to set policy. There are some private sources of data. I don't think any of them are really, they're good to look.
They suck. You know, we watch ADP payroll numbers and they're really bad. And I don't even know if the markets really pay attention to that anymore. We got it last week. They said they had major revisions and everything and they were totally off the mark. So that's what we're looking at right now. So what's the market's going to do? Well, right now the market's down 6 ticks. What this means, if you're new to my channel, rates aren't going to move at all. So we watch on this channel the MBS. So here's what's going on in the MBS today. This is a mortgage bond. All you have to see if it's going up or down. If it goes up, rates are coming down. If it goes down, rates are going up. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment to rates. So that's what we follow. This is what you should follow if you have access to the MBS market or you have access to the internet so you can log into me. But if you don't, watch the 10-year treasury because this gives you a direction of where rates are going. So if the 10-year treasury is going down, most likely you're going to see mortgage rates going down. It has a correlation there, but not a direct correlation. Let's get over to here. Here's another piece of the puzzle that just came out with the Fed minutes yesterday. More Fed officials are saying there should be more rate cuts going down the pike. So if we go over to the Federal Rate Watch, what's it telling us? Well, if you go down through here, and this is available to you guys, you go over to here. Right now, the federal funds rate would be across the top of the right through here. This is 4 to 4.25. That's where we are right now. There's a 95% chance cut in the October 29th meeting. And then there's an 80% cut in the December meeting. So that is looking like we're going to get the two or three cuts, as long as more additional data doesn't come out. And once the Federal Reserve opens, we're going to get a slew of information, and that's going to affect the markets. So here's my thoughts. I did a video where I posted I don't find it on here. On YouTube, I posted a poll. Check it out. Asking people, do you think rates are going to be in the fives? Or do you think we're going to stay in the sixes? And the majority of people said we're going to stay in the sixes. So that's what I kind of want to contend with. I don't think we're going to get in the fives anytime soon. So if you're out there looking to buy or looking to refinance, I'd love to help you. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day to help inform you guys what in the heck's going on with these and the whys behind it. And we, you know, each day we come out and I try to give you as much information as I can to figure this out. So let's get over to some more of the news that we're seeing right through here. If you look at the equity markets, this gives us a direction on where the markets are going as well. It's pretty much flat across the board. Yesterday we had green all the way across the board. That's what I call a Cinderella story. When you have green across the board, you got oil down because oil is huge on inflation. Remember not too long ago, oil was at like $80 a barrel. We had inflation at like 7%. We need oil right where it is now, right about $62 a barrel. It's profitable for more oil companies. And it keeps prices for us right in check, and it'll keep inflation in check as well. So if we look at the earnings reports of companies, here's why I don't do that anymore. There's really no earnings report. So if you guys are saying, okay, Dan, you're not showing the earnings reports because they're bad, well, there's just none out there. So here's my expectations. If you're watching this video, like I said, let's go back over to here. What's going to happen short-term, mid-term, and long-term? Well, long-term, we're probably going to have rates in the high fives, and that's going to be in 2026. So if you're sitting there waiting to refinance, maybe look at some numbers now. Does it make sense to refinance? We had a live event yesterday. I'll put it right up through here. It's how we compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, one of my slogans is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, I showed you yesterday in yesterday's video right up through here. Check it out. And I'll also I'll show you at the end of this video kind of how to reach out to me and exactly what we do. So again, based on the economic calendar, well, there's really nothing there. We got some Fed officials speaking. I don't know if we're going to have the Atlanta Fed's GDP because the Atlanta Fed's closed. We're going to have the 30-year Treasury bond yield. We did have a bond auction yesterday on the 10-year Treasury. Remember, I was like, I hope the rates stay sticky. Well, no, they went up. So this isn't good news for mortgage rates because the 10-year Treasury is now selling at 4.11, where this was right before the Federal Reserve cut. It was 4.03. So rates are going up here. So rates are going to go up on the mortgage side of the equation. Now, here's the survey I did on Yahoo or YouTube. Check it out. You can go to the poll. I don't want to find it right now while I'm having you guys on here. But I did a poll. Where do you think rates are going to be? The majority of people said in the 6% range. So here's what I want to advise you guys. If you're looking to buy, let's go back to where the rates are. If you're looking to buy, you try to qualify at a rate at 6.5 or 6.75 and reach out to us. We'd love to get you qualified because I work with over 30 different banks. Now, I work at a bank that provides me a federal license, and we're a lender as well. But the unique thing about us is we're set up with over 30 different lenders to help you do this shopping, help you find the right mortgage program. So if you're out there in need of help, you know, reach out to us. I'll give you that information here shortly. Mortgage rates are just going to be sticky. You know, we're going to be in a range of 6.25 to 6.5. And I've been calling that since last year. Q4, you know, we're probably going to stay in that same range until we start getting more and more of the data from the federal government. Now, when the federal government opens, we're going to get a slew of information that could rock these rates up or down. I don't know which way they're going to go. So be prepared. Here's my kind of slogan that we want to really start working on possibly is protect yourself and be prepared. Okay, so if you're a homeowner, you're probably good. Make sure you got the lowest rate, the lowest cost. Look at the refinance to bring those rates down because they might not go any lower. If you're a home buyer, that'd be a good entry point right now. It's far cry from 8%. So go over to my website right through here. This will give you most of the information that you need about me. So like I said, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. I've been doing this for over 30 years. Here's what we do. Here's our website. If you're looking to buy a house, scroll down here. The first thing I need you to do is check out this video right through here. What's happening with most people that need a down payment assistance loan, they're getting one, but it's a loan. So when you go to refinance, let's say right, you close on your house and it's 6.5. Then next year you can get 5.99, save you $300. You go and like, okay, I want to refinance. Well, then you have your down payment assistance loan that you have to incorporate, because you can't, you know, not pay it off if you refinance. That's one of the terms. If you get this, you don't have to pay it back. There's no payments. There's no lien. So it's basically free money. If you're looking to refinance, I got to rephrase this. This is RateWatch 2.0. What this is going to do is allow you to tell me what rate you're interested in refinancing. So if you don't know, just look at your mortgage statement and say, okay, I'm at 7.25 now. When rates get to 6.25, reach out to me. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over what your new payment would be, so what your savings is, what the cost is going to be. That's the number one key and most important thing about a refinance. And then what's your break-even point? If it's under 1 year, you might want to look at doing it. If it's not enough, well, we'll just put you right back on the list at a little bit lower rate and reach out to you then. So that's what we do, and that's where we can help you guys out. So right now, if we go back to where the markets are, we got the mortgage bond market down 6, really not enough to really affect mortgage rates at all. So I'm going to say mortgage rates are going to be sticky today. If we go over to the stock markets, well, this is going to be tricky. You're going to see the NASDAQ bouncing around. Here's my concern with the NASDAQ if you're an investor out there. And sorry we didn't do Stock Talk Tuesday yesterday. We talked to people out there, you know, basically to say, why aren't you refinancing? And we went through the top 10 reasons people don't refinance. Here's the risky part I have right now. This AI boom. I monitor financial channels all day long, and that's all you hear. AI, AI, AI. It feels like the tech bubble of 2000, because a lot of these companies, they are not profitable. If you see, you watch a lot of the NVIDIA reports, they're funding these smaller companies. They're giving them all the money to basically create themselves, and if it doesn't work because they're not profitable, some of them don't even really have a product, they have a concept, they're going to go under. It's very similar to 2000. So be careful if you're in all these high-flying stocks. I'm not a stock advisor. I don't tell you what to do. Please don't trade on what I'm telling you. It's for educational and entertainment purposes, but be careful. Maybe take a little bit off the plate. I know the gains are crazy. Maybe take a half of your investment off the table. Now you got that money back in, you know, dry powder. And then let the market run from there. That's my advice on that. If you're a home buyer, please get qualified at 6.5, 6.75, just to make sure you're in a good position. If you're a home owner currently, go over to our website. Just click this. Just go in and tell me exactly what rate you want, and then I'll reach out to you at that point. And then we'll review the numbers. If it makes sense, great. If it doesn't, I'll just lower the rate. So thanks for watching today, folks. I got one ask of you guys. I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers this month. We're 900 away. If you guys can help me down through there, we're not going to hit it most likely, but if you guys can help me spread the word, especially if you know anybody that's looking to buy a house, at least they can be educated by my channel. They don't have to use our services, but maybe they will. Maybe they'll find that, you know, with over 35 years of experience, all the competition, all the lenders we use and all the products we have to offer, might be just the right place for you. So thanks for watching, folks. I will be back later this afternoon with the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. But otherwise, have a fantastic day. Be safe. Enjoy the day. And I'll see you at the closing bell. Bye-bye.